How are you today?
Fine. I'm well, thank you, Sue.
So are you air conditioned up there?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, so we're all suffering.
Yeah, well, I've been looking at the shop for probably about 10 years, and then six months ago, when the shop had been closed for about 11 months, we just decided to make the big jump. I'd always wanted to have the shop. I'd looked at it a couple of times, so it just seemed the right thing at the right time.
What's pulled you into wanting to open a shop like this?
Well, there's lots of things. My husband says it's because I just like to talk to people. I sit in my office and I keep saying, I'm not going out to talk today. But invariably I'll hear a voice and I think, oh, I must catch up with Hillary. My daughters say it's because I get the opportunity to spend money. It would seem that it doesn't matter what I spend it on. I'm happy doing that. I love the community of it. I love seeing people come in here every day. I love chatting. I love seeing the kids. I love following the adventures of people and what they're doing, tourists, the grey nomads. It's just beautiful. It's just a great day every day.
You mentioned that some other local people are now running businesses in this main street of Merionvale. How do you feel it has transformed the town, or what changes have you noticed in the town?
Well, I think if you're living in a town, you want to make it nice for you too. So, and for your family. And a lot of young people grow up in these small towns and they move away and they do their stint away. And then a lot of them come back. So my daughters work for me here from time to time. There's been a new cafe's opened up down the street. Liz worked for me for a little while and her daughters are now helping her out with that. That's great to see them all come back here to be doing something around in our local area. It just gives a buzz to the town. It's just really lovely.
540 change. Yeah,
thanks
for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The shop here does stock local produce, milk, meat as well. How important is that to you to support the local industries?
Oh, well, it's great. I mean, the more local industry you support is the more local people that are going to stay, isn't it? And it keeps families here. It keeps the children in our beautiful little school. You know, I mean, they've got over 100 students there. So, you know, I'm thinking of the families that are providing me with some of our local produce. And I'm thinking, you know, you take those families out of the town and you take the three big families, four big families, you take five, six, seven children away from that. That has a big impact on a small town. So it's important that, you know, that we all try and work together.
Now, it has been 6 months, as you said. What have you learnt in that time?
Oh, golly, that I really can't spend as much as I really think that I can. You've got to give the customers what they want. We've gone through the company that set us up, put in, you know, a terrific line of stuff, but we've had to go through and refine that. So there wouldn't be too many products where customers have asked us to get them in for them that we haven't been able to. And we just tweak and turn things around. If things aren't working, well, we get rid of them and we try something else. You want to give them that experience. I want people to go, oh, we were in this little town, Merionvale. What a lovely experience.
Greg Ralph from the Merionvale Visitor Information Centre says the reopening of the shop is reuniting the town.
It's a focal point in any little township. You know, the seats out the front, we call the seat of knowledge, and there's always, it's beautiful now to see most of the older generation still coming to town and lingering in town because they can catch up with everyone else and all these stores instead of having to go to Bundaberg or Gladstone. It's brought people together again, which is what communities need.